This is what we call the Hornet's Persuasion Saw. A lot of times we think we're going to do whatever we want to do, but we don't realize that God has different plans for making us do what is right and good, especially when we know Him as our Savior. Canaanites hardened their heart against God and grieved Him because of their sin. God sent along hornets to bring them to task to help His own people to win. Yeah, God never compels us to go, no, no. Never compels us to go, no, no. God does not compel us to go against our wills. Just makes us willing to go. Now the hornets persuaded them that it was best to go quickly and not to go slow. They did not compel them to go against their wills. Just made them willing to go. God never compels us to go, no, no. He never compels us to go, no, no. God never compels us to go against our wills, just makes us willing to go. A nest of wild hornets were brought to this room, creatures allowed to go free. You would not need urgent to make yourself scarce. You'd want to get out, don't you see? God never compels us to go, no, no. Never compels us to go. Never compels us to go against our will. He just makes us willing to go. Now, children lived a long time ago in the Old Testament, but once had a job to do. And this is how the song goes. When Jonah was sent to the work of the Lord, the outlook did not look very bright for him. Why, he never had done such a hard things before, so he backed off and went out of sight. God never compels us to go, no, no. Never compels us to go, no, no. God does not compel us to go against our will. He just makes us willing to go. Now the Lord sent a big fish to swallow him up. The story I'm sure you well know. God did not compel him to go against his will. No, he didn't. It sure made him willing to go. Just makes us willing to hold.